Okay, here we are. Matthew Russell Lee, Inner City Press, here, Friday of the Trump trial. We got out early, some custodial witnesses, but it's all coming to a close. First, we can say it appears that Michael Cohen will be the witness on Monday. And the government has said they have only two more witnesses and anticipate closing next week, which is a three-day week. So we'll see how long the cross of Cohen goes. Now, at the end, Todd Blanche asked for a gag order, either for the gag order to be released on Trump or for a gag order to be imposed on Michael Cohen. The prosecution insisted that they'd asked him, but they have no control over him. Of course, they're putting him on the stand. But the judge, Judge Merchan, said, tell Mr. Cohen that the court expects him to be, would like him to be, it's a little unclear, quiet publicly. No public statements until the trial is over. So we'll see what happens. Watch TikTok. There was also some discussion of Mr. Weisselberg and why he's not testifying. He's in jail. And so that's what they said. They said he's not testifying because he's in jail. But Judge Merchan wants him to come and take the fifth in the courtroom out of the presence of the jury. The prosecution said it's useless. They want to put in his separation agreement, which basically says he still owes $700,000, and that's why he's not talking. The defense doesn't want the separation agreement in, doesn't want really any explanation of why he's not testifying. I think that he's going to be brought down. So whether that pushes the anticipated closing time, we don't know. No idea. But in any event, it's coming to a close. And we're now, this week, the highlight, of course, was Stormy Daniels. And starting right this moment, in a few short moments, after a hot and sour soup, going to get to work on a booklet about it. Trump trial, Stormy. Watch for it soon. Inner City Press. Watch this space.